Well, I have Amanda on the line who has an alternative, WA Homestay. She is the director. How are you, Amanda?
Very well, Alan. Thanks for having me.
No problem. First off, what's the difference between you guys and, say, Airbnb?
Well, look, we have listed on Airbnb. We own a holiday home, and we just weren't happy with some of the international booking platforms, their lack of transparency in relation to booking fees for guests especially, and lack of cash flow. So we just sat down and thought we could do it better, and so we've launched the platform, WA Homestay.
Excellent. How's it been going so far?
Look, the support has been incredible. So we've got 100 properties already published, another 50 in the back end just waiting council approval to say, yes, they're registered and they can go on. So look, the response has been incredible considering we've only been launched for about 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that is very good then. Yes. I know at the moment I've heard a little bit about there's a recent government inquiry into holiday homes. What do you know about that?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a hot topic. There's a lot of registered accommodation providers that are unhappy, especially in the southwest. And we're talking, you know, the farm stays, the cabins, the villas, who feel like their business is being impeded on upon unregistered holiday homes listing on these booking platforms. So there's a government inquiry to work out how best to move forward and how holiday homes fit into that, as well as room sharing and things like that.
How do you think they can kind of coexist?
Well, our main basis for the website is that we only allow registered holiday homes to list on the site, mm-hmm. which means things are a little bit slower going in getting listings up. But overall, we believe it's the right thing to do because, you know, having millions of unregistered holiday homes operating beside someone that has to jump through the necessary regulations and registrations of the council is unfair. So we just wanted a fairer playing ground. And I think the inquiry will see that that's the way forward, that sure, be a holiday home, but play by the rules, register with the local council and just do the right thing.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good way to look about it. People want to find out more information. Where's the best place to go for you guys?
Yeah, so our website's up, wahomestay.com.au. And if you've got any feedback, if you're a registered holiday homeowner and want to get involved with this government inquiry, just email me, admin@wahomestay.com.au.
Well, perfect. Thank you very much for the chat.
Thanks, Alan. Bye.
Amanda there. That website again, wahomestay.com.au.